Hi, this is Fabi Fab.
And this is Babelito.
And we are
Latinos Who Lunch, the podcast where we talk about important things like...
My favorite time of day is night.
Get darks.
Hello, hello, hello.
Kishoshli.
Stop. Please stop doing that. What the fuck is your problem? How are you, Babelito?
Me duelen las nalgas, güey.
What have you been doing?
The weather is so beautiful that I've been biking all fucking day long.
Oh my gosh.
And like, I don't have my car, right? So like in Vegas, my idea of therapy was, just feel better, you know, just was driving around listening to music and singing out loud. I don't have that here, so I just get in the bike and start fucking, so I'm like, I start singing out loud. So like I'm riding through pills and singing Jose songs like a fucking crazy person.
But wow.
It feels so good. It feels so good. ¿Y tú qué rollo? ¿Cómo estás?
Your booty's gonna be on point, though.
Girl, you don't even know.
I don't. I really don't. ¿Qué rollo? Well, you're in Chicago. I'm still in New York.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, just living my best life, installing this show here at the Sugar Hill Children's Museum of Art and Storytelling. Currently recording in the janitor's closet, where I belong.
Amen.
And, yeah, I've been meeting so many amazing people. And I'm trying to stay focused on my work, but I just, you know me, I can't just sit here. I love meeting people and connecting with communities. And
yeah,
like today alone, Nat from Morado Lens came over.
La bruja.
Jazz from Unravel Podcast was just here.
Oh my God, I love Jazz.
To a new friend, Juan Miguel Marin, who's an artist. I mean, Angelica from Balloon was here. So many people have come through. And I'm only here for a few more days. So I'm trying to get as many interviews as I can so the Latinos Who Lunch listeners can hear these beautiful voices on high.
Before we get into more interviews, I want to know what you ate today.
Oh, you know, today I actually didn't go to the same Mexican restaurant that I've been going to every day. Uh-huh. I switched it up and I went to a Jamaican joint.
Nice.
It was, it's right down the street. It's over here in Washington Heights. And I got jerk chicken with rice and beans and plátanos.
You ate chicken?
I did eat chicken today.
I mean, when in Rome, like, you got to do it.
There was nothing, that was actually the closest thing to vegetarian food that they had. I mean, I could have just eaten rice and beans, I guess, but I didn't want to be rude, so I did eat the jerk chicken.
That's because your mama raised you right. That's why.
Sure, I wouldn't say that, but okay.
It's true.
My mom didn't hug me enough. That's why I do a podcast to validate.
I mean,
my
you don't need so. Hugs. You don't need hugs in order to raise somebody properly and be educados. You know, when cuando te ofrecen algo y lo que hay de comer te lo comes y te quedas fucking callado.
I so strongly disagree, but okay, yes.
I don't.
You're the one that opened the fridge at my grandma's house. Remember that?
Right, and I did it wrong. So I apparently wasn't raised correctly. Pues mira, güey, yo comí lo mismo de siempre. Adivina qué comí.
You ate a bologna taco?
Close, but yes.
What'd you have?
Huevos con chorizo y bologna.
Oh,
y todos revueltos con sal y pimienta y un pedazo y un pan tostado con cream cheese and avocado. And then I had my usual from El Cafecito. Shout out to El Cafecito here in Pilsen. I had my cortado. I don't do mochas anymore, man. I haven't done mochas in fucking maybe a year. But anyway, so,
wow.
And then a chocolate croissant. That's my breakfast. And I haven't eaten anything since like 10 in the morning.
Wow. Bologna to chorizo to a croissant. You are an international...
Bitch,
citizen of the world.
I went to my local store and I was just like, I just need stuff for meals. And when I was paying, I realized that all I bought was just like productos de animal. So I bought I bought salchichón, I bought chorizo, I bought jamón ahumado, and I bought chuletas de puerco. Fucking mess.
Jesus, you were really missing home, huh?
I do. Fuck.
That's what that sounds like.
Ay, ay, ay. Oh my God, Fabi, so I know you went to DragCon. I want to know fucking everything.
Oh my gosh, bitch. It was drama, conflama.
Extravaganza.
Stunt show, shenanigans. What else does Alyssa Edwards say? Hocus pocus.
Beast.
Oh, there was a lot of beast there. No, it was amazing, dude. You know, like, I've never been to New York Drag Con before, and I was so excited to check out New York Drag Con because I heard it was different, and it is. It's a lot smaller than LA Drag Con, believe it or not.
So it's not as overwhelming, because LA Drag Con can be overwhelming.
Yeah. And you know, the nice thing is that we didn't have to host a panel, so we just kind of, I just went in there and
as a was visitor. Just,
yeah, as a visitor, and I was going with the flow, and it was really cool because I connected with the Grizzly Kiki girls. Shout out to Grizzly Kiki podcast, because Robert and Daniel are really good friends with Jiggly Caliente.
Were they in their booth as well? In her booth as well?
That's right. So they were with Jiggly Caliente in her booth. So I had kind of a home base there, which was really nice. Like, I kind of like left my stuff there. Yeah. So it was cool to not have the pressure of like performing that day. And I thought I was only going to be there for a couple hours because, you know me, I'm like the biggest drag fan.
Yeah.
So I just get so starstruck when I see drag queens. That
It's so funny.
I know. I didn't think I was going to be able to talk to anybody. But, bitch, I talked to over 20 queens.
Oh, can you believe it? Oh, my God. You were fucking... Wait, did you record them all?
I did. Well, when I remembered to push record, because sometimes I would be so nervous.
Estúpida, mi fucking peluca.
I know. One of the first drag queens I saw was Tammy Brown.
Oh, my God. Wasn't she like in full-on fucking Oaxacan dress?
Yes, bitch. She had this giant helmet wig, like 60s looking thing.
Oh my God.
And it was a beautiful big red wig. And she was dressed in a traditional Oaxacan dress that was hand embroidered. And she explained this to me all in Spanish. And she was telling me how she goes to Oaxaca every year and is friends with the ladies que bordan a mano and this and that. And I was trying to get her. I kept asking her if she was Mexican, and she wouldn't. She kept avoiding the question.
She's living her Frida fantasy. Take fucking notes, people.
Yeah, but I forgot to hit record, and I just got like the very last of it where she was telling me that she loved to eat pozole verde.
Oh, my God. Oh, damn it.
El pozole verde.
El pozole verde?
Muy rica.
Oh, my God.
Sabrosísimo.
Well, it was so nice to meet you.
A pleasure to meet you.
You're the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Awesome.
¿Y a quién más? Yeah. ¿A quién más?
So then I was just like walking around. And then do you know who Meatball is?
Yes, of course, from L.A.
Yes, Meatball. She was on Dragula. She has a podcast. I love her so much. I think she's so cool. And she's one of these queens that like... doesn't look like a woman. She's not a female impersonator. She's like a drag queen, and she's one of these like kind of not gender fuck, but just like very irreverent drag queens. Like, she doesn't shave her body hair, and she's like really, she has like hairy shoulders and a hairy chest and a hairy back.
Yeah,
and she just like leaves it, and she she wears dresses. Like, it's so great to see her.
And she's a fierce performer too.
Oh my gosh, she is so. Great.
Yeah.
Meatball, can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah, sure.
I'm from the podcast Latinos Who Lunch.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. I love your podcast.
Thank you.
I binge listen like in 1 week. Amazing.
Really?
Yes.
Well,
I love it.
We got more episodes coming out now, baby.
All right. What's your favorite lunch?
Ass.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And okay, so after Meatball, I see Dita Ritz.
She's one of my faves. I love her so much.
I know. And bitch, she actually remembered, she remembered me from DragCon last year.
Oh.
I don't know if she was just being nice, but.
From 2 years ago, because last year we didn't talk to her. She just walked by. It was 2 years ago that we're like.
Oh my God, you're right. I was too nervous to talk to her.
Remember?
Last year.
Yeah. So it was 2 years ago that we were like, oh, like that we told her that she was like the best lip sync ever and stuff.
Hi.
How are you? How are you?
Good. I'm just a big fan of yours. I'm from the podcast Latinos Who Lunch.
Oh, yes.
And I talked to you last
week. I remember.
Do you really remember?
I remember
oh
yes,
my
yes,
gosh.
Yes, yes.
Well, I'm just asking all of my favorite queens what their favorite lunch is since we are Latinos Who Lunch.
Yes.
What do you like to eat?
Oh my God. Right now it kind of goes like I'm in like a fluctuation because like sometimes I like certain different things, but right now I'm really in love with Caribbean food, and I think it's because I'm like staying in Brooklyn and all that, so I like the good Caribbean foods.
Yes.
Sushi's also a big favorite of mine. Yes. And I just love like a good old bowl of macaroni and cheese too.
Oh my gosh. And what about when you're touring on the road? What's your go-to?
Oh, okay. So when I'm on the road, I'm very bad because like when I'm home, I like to actually have cooked meals and things. But when I'm on the road, I'll eat anything. So like I'm here visiting in New York right now and I'm staying in Brooklyn. Like I said, I'm taking advantage. I mean, all the Caribbean food, all of the, you know, the little Asian buffet around the corner. I'm just going to take advantage of all that. And then when I go home, I have to like, you know, watch what I intake, you know.
So what's next for you, Dita? I'm just always excited to see you because I know we didn't see you for a little while and then you made a strong comeback, and we're just all so your fans are just so happy to see you.
I'm glad that like there is this like support for me because I think that like that's something I never paid attention to. I was just was trying to be an entertainer, and that's just what it was. But right now, I'm really just working on the whole branding and really creating content. I'm actually going to start doing review videos for the up and coming seasons of Drag Race, promoting my YouTube channel, and just really like bringing on people I work with, not just Drag Race girls, but people I work with, my stylist, my assistant, my friends who do drag. Just to kind of talk about the seasons and review. So keep a lookout for that when the seasons start. I want to do it like, as soon as they do the Meet the Queens, I'm dropping something. I for sure. So
thank you so
much.
Yes. Thank you so much.
And then right next to Dita was Calorie Kardashian Williams from New Mexico, from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Shout out to Albuquerque.
She was living her full Dia de los Muertos fantasy.
Of course.
Like an altar set up and everything.
No!
Yes. She was representing Los Mexicanos. Hi, how are you, Calorie?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
It is so nice to see you in person. That face is meat, girl.
Stop. Okay, tell me more.
So you are representing the Albuquerque Girls New Mexico.
I sure am. Nueva
Mexico. Yes. So what is your favorite thing to lunch?
To lunch? Oh, God, girl. Well, I don't even know where to get started. I'd probably have to say tacos.
Yes.
Because they're like me. They're verse. men out there, I'm verse. Mainly just because, like, a taco to me is, like, home. You know, because especially like being a little kid, like whenever, you know, they would make the carnitas like on the disco and like, you know, they put the tortillas on the side on the comal and you literally just pick up the tortilla and then the meat. And, you know what I mean? Like, and for me, it's just like, it's very like nostalgic. And so I'd probably have to say like my go-to meal would be like tacos, but it has to be like real tacos, not that like Taco Bell shit or like, has to be like, I want a real fresh corn tortilla with some meat that has been cooked in the disco. Like, that's my tacos.
It's all about the tortilla mixture, right?
And the salsa. And the salsa. Bitch. Don't even get me started on salsa, bitch. Because I love everything that's hot. Everything that's spicy. But if not tacos, I have to say enchiladas are my go-to second. Like, just like a good, rojo enchilada with, like, carne inside. Oh.
And I know you.
Oh, bitch. We love green chili, red chili, brown chili, green, whatever. If it has chili, bitch, we are in it.
Yes.
It's inside of us.
And on that note, thank you so much.
Thank you. I an honor.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let me get a photo with you real quick.
Was her booth, like, big? Was there a lot of people? Wait. So how was the setup? Like, were there a lot of booths? Was it the same thing? Was it, like, the queens weren't allowed? Or was it, like, un poco más simple?
It was the same as LA drag cons. The women, the drag queens that didn't have like a big following had like almost like regular booths. And I don't want to discount them because a lot of them are amazing and they do have a big following, but I guess it just depends on the kind of booth you have. But a lot of the bigger drag queens like Aja, Katya, Alyssa, Peppermint maybe, they kind of had these booths that were set up where you couldn't really see them. Mm-hmm. Miss Vanjie, you couldn't really see them. And so really, I talked to the queens that were the most accessible, like, you know, like people that were like around.
Right.
Instead, because I didn't want to use my press badge to like cut people.
Especially because those kids sometimes are in line for 2-3 hours. That will be just fucked up.
I know. It is so crazy. And speaking of, I actually met some listeners that were waiting in line for Aja. Big shout out to the listeners, Sabrina and Daisy. They're so sweet. They texted me on Instagram and they're like, oh my God, Favi, you're here, but we don't want to get out of line. So I'm like, I'll come to the line. I'll interview you in line. Don't worry.
To one of our listeners, Sabrina, say hi.
Hi, everyone.
And
Daisy.
And Daisy. Sabrina and Daisy are from California, but they're going to school in Massachusetts. And they're here to see one of their favorite queens.
Yes. Yes. Aja is one of my favorite queens. I love her so much. She's amazing.
And how have you liked DragCon so far?
It's been great. I'm just like so chuketh from like all the queens walking around. And then this whole time been like, where's Favi? I've been watching Favi's story. Like, where is he? Oh, but it's been amazing.
I am just completely starstruck. I've been interviewing people, but I'm always just like, I'm your number one fan. I don't know what to say. And then they just like, girl, move on.
Aww. Yeah, so I was telling her, I'm like, I want to find Favi, but I'm so scared. Like,
no,
so
don't be scared. I'm just a normal person. Don't worry about me.
It was so funny.
That's so awesome. Yeah, it sounds like a completely different experience. So basically you did DragCon twice this year because our panel with Cynthia Lee Fontaine was this year. Was she there?
I didn't see Cynthia, but you know what? I didn't see a lot of the drag queens because I would go and I would interview somebody and then I'd get overwhelmed and like, I can't believe I just talked to Tammy Brown, and I would have to go hide and like sit down and like take a breather, like recollect myself. And thankfully, like I said, I was at Jiggly Caliente's booth. So I went back there and I actually got to talk to Robert and Daniel from Grizzly Kiki a little bit and kind of just kiki with them.
And for all of those people that don't know who Jiggly Caliente is, all you have to do is Google Toxic Jiggly Caliente, and it's one of the best fucking lip syncs in RuPaul's history. She was fucking lip syncing con una pinche paleta en la boca. It was so it's still one of my favorites. I go back to it a lot because it's so good. Sorry I interrupted you. Ugh.
No, that's okay. And so it's kind of funny because Robert and Daniel don't have official roles. Like, they're just her friend, but Jiggly calls Robert her assistant. And that was because Dita Ritz. Anyway, I have the clip and I'm going to play right now so you can hear the story behind that.
I'm exhausted. I'm overwhelmed, anxious, starstruck, but it's all good now. Cause I'm at Jiggly Caliente's booth here at DragCon with the one and only Robert from Grizzly Kiki. Hi.
Hi. Today I'm Jiggly's assistant.
So I just talked to Dita Ritz, and I guess there's a connection between Dita and you being Jiggly's assistant.
So at LA DragCon, I made a smart comment about something that was in Jiggly's bag, and Dita was like, oh, your assistant knows exactly what's in your bag. And so then I sat back and waited for Jiggly to correct her and be like, he's not my assistant, he's my friend. And it never came. So here I am. It was like it was meant to be. Thank you, Dita.
Dita spoke it into existence. She's like the Oprah of drag.
She secreted my new job.
Oh, my God. Manifestation.
So then I talked to Daniel about food a little while.
All right, we're here at RuPaul's Drag Con, sitting at Jiggly Caliente's booth, and it's Daniel from Grizzly Kiki, and we're talking about kale. Let's get into it, girl. Do you like kale do you like kale cooked or raw?
I like kale raw because it's crispy and hearty, but I also like it cooked in a soup. That's real good because like it gives a lot of bulk to it. And a crunch, because it doesn't get completely soft, because you never want it too soft.
You know, amen to that, sister.
No soft things in your soup. But I like kale. I've never massaged kale. You know how they say you have to massage it? Because I just, like, if I'm not getting a massage, I'm not massaging my vegetables.
I don't even get massages, and people are massaging kale. That's kind of fucked up.
I'm like, it's, you know what it is? It's just like a fancy white people term, if I can say white people. Hipster.
You can't say
Gentrifiers. It's just a gentrified term for, like, fucking putting olive oil on something.
Oh, I understand.
You know, I always picture, you know, that Bugs Bunny cartoon where he's, like, massaging Elmer Fudd's head, the Barber of Seville. I'm like, that's what you're doing to your fucking kale? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't care.
Well, you know, I was introduced to kale through Olive Garden, the Supa Toscana. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I love the Supa Toscana because it's like a little spicy.
It's a little spicy. It has the sausage in it. It's like a cream-based soup. And my mom was like, I can make this way better. So my mom would make it at home. And that's the only time we ate Olive Garden because it was too expensive for us. So she would replicate it.
I love that your mother does that because, like, that's so important. Like, I tried to replicate... and I don't know why, I just found a recipe for it. Chipotle's barbacoa.
Oh my gosh.
And I heard you guys talking about barbacoa the other day on Latinos Who Lunch.
Yeah, tell me the recipe.
I don't remember it, I'll send it to you. Okay. But the addition of cinnamon was not the look. It just, like, because you know if you put cinnamon, so sometimes it, like, makes it taste dry. So everything was good, but the cinnamon, not so good. But I put some chiles and adobo in it and made, like, a sauce. And it was a big, like a sirloin roast that I slow cooked and then just shredded. And that was really cute. But I will send you the recipe, I promise.
Oh, I cannot wait. Yeah, people try to get fancy and add shit to it. Girl, you don't need all that.
I'm a big cinnamon on my meat type of person. in many areas.
Well, you know, fall is coming, maybe.
Right? A little pumpkin spice. Again, another gentrifier term, pumpkin spice.
Well, I'm so excited to be here hanging out at Jiggly Caliente's booth. Thank you for letting me hang out with y'all.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
And I'm so excited to do an interview with Grizzly Kiki officially later this week or next week, whenever we figure it out.
God, I cannot wait. This coming weekend.
Let's party.
Yes, work.
And then, oh my gosh, I met this drag queen that I've been following for a little while now, and her name is Lady Quesadilla. Have you heard of Lady Quesa?
Yes, I have. I've seen her in social media. She was at ¿cómo se llama? At Scum, no, in New York?
Yes, she was. She hosted Scum in New York with Horchata. Horchata, by the way, is incredible too. These Latina queens here in New York are incredible.
Say hi to Lady Quesadilla or Quesadilla. What do you prefer?
Ahorita porque the Latina contingency is here is Lady Quesa, Lady Quesadilla, de chorizo con jamón, de pepper, lo que quieras, jalapeño, como te guste.
Now I have a question.
Quiero el dulce, quiero el dulce.
Now, requesón o cuajada?
Ay, de cojada, de ladito, para que no me duela tanto.
Bitch. Okay, well, I am so happy you're sitting here with me because I saw your performance the other night at Scum in Brooklyn.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You are amazing, and I love the people around you. You're a big supporter of the community. You are amazing, and I can't wait to have you officially on Latinos for Lunch podcast.
Absolutely. I cannot wait. You let me know. Y yo traigo las tortillas, el asado, la mari. Ay, no, cállate, pendeja. Pero queda con la bolsa.
What's your favorite lunch, though, since we're Latinos for Lunch?
Honestly, it's a quesadilla con jamón, just because
really?
It's so easy. It's so basic. See, if the aguacates are in season, you know, a little guacamole on the side, like, that's my go-to, just because it's so basic, and it's so easy.
¿Y quieres mexicana?
Yo soy mexicana de la frontera de Ciudad Juárez, Chihuahua, y El Paso, Texas.
That makes so much sense.
Right.
You fucking border people love jamón, queso, tortilla, hasta hot dog, weenie.
You know, puro pinche longaniza, pendeja.
Bitch, I love you.
I love you
oh
too.
Oh my gosh,
girl.
It's
thank
so,
you so much.
Nice to meet you. I'm so
thank
glad
you.
We have your voice
likewise.
On our podcast.
Muchas gracias. Muchas gracias. Looking forward to it, perra.
That's so badass.
Okay, so there was like the ground floor, and then there was also like this press area upstairs that kind of looked down onto DragCon. But to be honest, I didn't really like being up there because it was kind of nerve-wracking because it was like Billboard magazine, like logo, E! News or whatever. And then like me, like, hi, I'm from Latinos and Lunch. And by the way, if you haven't noticed yet, like I was so nervous that I would just ask them the same questions, like, hey, what's your favorite thing to lunch?
Yeah. but also like those press spaces seem so generic. It's almost like, remember when we started this podcast, you were like, wait, cálmate, si no eres el pinche violín de la mañana. Like, it's almost like you have to put this performance of, like, red carpet thing. Like, hey, hi, how are you? And it doesn't feel authentic. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, but I went up there. I talked to Mariah Balenciaga.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. She was stunning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm Fabi Fab. I'm from the podcast Latinos Who Lunch.
Oh, I love a good lunch and I love a good Latino.
Okay. What's your favorite kind of lunch?
Uncut. They can serve my taco any day.
Oh my gosh. Well, you're from LA, so that's nice, right?
Well, I'm from Atlanta. I live LA now.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. So I'm just totally starstruck right now, so I don't know what to say. Big fan of yours. But I see you're right next to Jiggly Caliente's booth, right? Jiggly Caliente?
Oh, my God. I don't know what I did to anybody at World of Wonder to deserve that type of punishment. Miss Jiggly is a nut. I don't know why I got stuck between her and Serena Chacha. It's like, oh, my God.
No respect.
I'm just kidding. I love both of those hoes. They're so talented. Gosh. Just don't tell Jiggly I said that.
I won't. Don't worry.
And I talked to the one and only Diamonds and Denim. ¿Cómo se llama? Mayhem Miller, our friend Lance's favorite.
Oh, my God. Mayhem is fucking fierce. Those eyes. I can't. I'm so jealous.
Lunch. Do you like to lunch?
I like to lunch all the time.
What's your favorite lunch?
Mexican lunch.
Okay.
I'm a taco bitch. I eat tacos every day, basically, but I'm from Southern California, so
What's your favorite taco? What kind? Ooh, asada.
Yes. Asada con todo.
Red or green sauce?
Red and green.
Christmas.
We're going to mix it up, and then we're going to throw a lime on top, too.
How
to eat it right.
Oh my gosh, it's getting hot in here. Okay, so I just want to gush for a little bit because I have been following.
She's beautiful. But after that, I was like, I can't be up here anymore. And I went right back down to Jiggly's booth. And actually, right next to Jiggly's booth was Mariah. And then right next to Mariah was Serena Chacha. Do you remember Serena Chacha?
I mean, come on. How can you forget Serena Chacha? That's so fucking funny.
Art School Confidential?
Yes.
All right, we're here at DragCon with the one and only Serena Chacha. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me at Latinos Who Lunch. Even though with this waist, I have not lunched today because if I did, I wouldn't look like this. If you guys if you guys follow me at myron.morgan, you'll see what I'm wearing on my IG.
Oh my gosh. What's your favorite thing to lunch when you're not at a gig?
Oh my God, Chinese food. When we're making wigs for the queens back home,
yes.
We made friends with a little restaurant next door. The little Chinita is ready. She knows my phone number. She has me on speed dial. Sometimes she calls me. She's like, are you going to order today? I said, yes, bring the plate. And we get lunch specials at any time of the day.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing to order?
Oh, my God. Orange chicken and pork fried rice.
Yes.
I know. I'm a total
so
China.
Good.
I think I was a China in my past life. What about you? What do you like to eat?
Me? I'm in New York, so I love to eat pizza here.
Everything in New York is good.
It's delicious. I'm in Washington Heights, so...
Oh, I've been
so
up there.
Good food.
That's kind of close to Dominican Republic. Huh?
Yeah. Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
I got a haircut there. I got my hair done there before. It was nice.
Where are you living right now?
I'm based out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Amazing.
awesome. And you're here representing with your wig.
Yes, Serena Tatchout Wigs. Please visit our website, beautystalented.com. Awesome treats also. We're also featuring our Starry palette. We're expanding into cosmetics and also lashes. What we're doing is going for wigs that are very inexpensive. So what we want to do is the queen needs to look beautiful at a budget that can make herself some coins, because that's what we're all about, paying the bills.
Yes, and I love it. You're an artist and you're still making soft sculpture here.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It is soft sculpture, except for just it's head soft sculpture. Can I say that? I'm going to have to reword that. Think about that a little bit more.
It is, for real. It's so amazing. They look,
thank you so much.
The wigs look incredible. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you so much. Latinos who lunch.
Yes.
And okay, so I headed back to Jiggly's booth after seeing Serena and her beautiful wigs.
Uh-huh.
And I met Jasmine Rice LaBeija.
Oh my God. Uh-huh.
She's from the house of LaBeija. She was dressed in this like McDonald's outfit. It was like Asian inspired McDonald's outfit.
Would you like to state your name?
Hi, my name is Jasmine Rice LaBeija from the Royal House of LaBeija here in New York City. And I love Jiggly Caliente.
And so, what's your favorite lunch?
What's my favorite lunch? That's a wrong question to ask a fat girl. I don't know. All you can eat buffet. I don't know. I love, you know, in New York City, it's so... I love me some Domino's or Chipotle. Those are my two go-tos, even though I'm wearing a McDonald's outfit.
Yes, and I'm loving your look today. You got a
vinyl protection, safe sex.
McDonald's look.
Trans fat realness, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Jasmine Rice, I can't believe I'm meeting you in the flesh.
Yes, I'm excited.
What's your favorite kind of rice dish?
What's my favorite? I literally just love plain white rice. I could eat it all day, any day. Why, you know, people might say, why I gotta be white, but I just like white rice, you know what I mean?
Well, thank you for talking to me. And
thank you.
Our listeners are gonna be so excited to hear you.
Follow me on Instagram, at Jasmine Rice NYC, and most importantly, on Venmo, at Jasmine Rice NYC.
Thank you.
And then also at Jiggly's booth was this drag queen that is really nice, but she was fucking terrifying. She was dressed as Pennywise, you know, the clown from It.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So the whole time I was just trying to be like, be cool, be cool, be cool, be cool, be cool. But she was so scary. She even had like the yellow sharp teeth, like the pointed teeth.
Oh, no, fuck. So I didn't get it. Scary.
I didn't get an interview with her, unfortunately. But I did... I did talk to Miss Sugarcane.
Uh-huh.
Do you know Miss Sugarcane?
I don't know her. Who is she?
Oh, she is amazing. If you don't know who she is, follow her on social media, and I'm going to play the clip now so you can hear her voice.
Google le locas, please.
Stop doing that.
It's going to catch up.
Oh,
it's going to catch up.
So we're here at Jiggly's booth again, and I'm here with the one and only... Sugarcane.
Yes, baby. How you doing, handsome?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm over here slaving away. Jiggly got me working, selling all of her merch, honey. She don't know I'm skimming off the top, though.
She got you subletting her booth over here?
I am. We're subletting her booth. You can come and take a photo for $10 to use the booth. $5 for my services. So it's very cheap.
How are you liking DragCon?
I love DragCon. New York DragCon is amazing because it's like, all of our sisters are here, like the girls that we work with, all the Drag Race girls, the kids here are just living their lives. I love seeing the families and the young kids. I mean, they're just like so cute. I love it. It's a good energy. So I'm just happy to be here, girl.
Now, I heard you're Latina. Is that true?
Yeah, mera Latina. Soy de El Salvador.
Okay.
My mom is España. She's got a little Native American. So we're a mix of the native, honey.
So
we're crazy.
You are representing Central America.
We are. I am.
That's great. I'm actually part Guatemalan.
Oh,
so
yeah. We're neighbors.
Yes.
I live.
And I also love your drag. You are amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I am so excited. I hope to see more of you. You're based here in LA? In New York?
Yeah, I'm based here in New York. So I'm around here. I do all the local gigs. And it's fun. I love it. I did this later in my life. And like, I just literally just living my life. Like, it's so much fun for me. So it's nice to hear the support. So thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
So since we are Latinos Who Lunch, mm-hmm. I'm asking the Latinas, what is their favorite lunch?
Oh, my God. Well, look, okay, right now it's like Popeyes and McDonald's, but I'm on a diet, so I have to eat salads. But if I'm at home, my ultimate favorite lunch with my mom is she makes the best flour tortillas with New Mexico chili and rice and beans. Like, it literally is, like, the best. She makes papas fritas. She, like, puts them in the thing. Like, that to me is, like, the best. So,
isn't that the craziest thing when you're a kid? You're like, I can't eat this shit anymore. And then when you're an adult, you're like,
I crave it. I crave it.
You want it.
My mom knows when I go home, she makes me that chile colorado. They're from Nuevo Mexico and make the tortillas, and, like, I'm done.
Oh,
I just dip and eat, girl. Gain like 20 pounds, and like, but I'm good with it, girl.
Speaking of, have you talked to Calorie Kardashian?
I haven't.
Oh, we just talked about New Mexican food. That's her favorite, too.
Well, I'm going to head over there because I live for her. She's so sweet. Oh, my God, I forgot. Yeah. We're going to bond.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for taking the time
thank
to talk
you, my
to
love.
Me.
I absolutely adore you.
Yeah, if you don't know Miss Sugarcane, get to know her because I have a feeling you're going to see her a lot in the future, and she's so fierce, and she was so nice in person. That's the thing. A lot of these drag queens are so kind. Some of them, not so much. But let me tell you, I saw Nicole Paige Brooks again.
From Atlanta, Georgia?
Yeah.
How was she?
She did. She was so bored. She was like, "Who the fuck are you? Get out of my
lunch. Can I interview you?"
Hello, Latinas. Hello, this is Nicole Paige Brooks from Atlanta, Georgia. For all my Latina people out there, hola.
Yeah. Oh,
and no me toques.
Well, since we are Latinos for lunch, I want to ask you, what's your favorite lunch? What do you like to eat?
Oh, for lunch, a tossed salad.
A tossed salad? Yeah,
I can live off of salad, to be honest. I'm not really, I don't eat a lot of Latina food. I mean, sour cream. I love chips and salsa. Is Taco Bell Latina?
I love Taco Bell. What's your favorite thing at Taco Bell?
A taco supreme.
Yes.
It comes with tomatoes and it has sour cream on it. And I like it crunchy, though. I don't like that soft bullshit. I like a nice, hard taco. Hey, lady. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Thank you so much.
She was signing autograph, bitch, and there was no one in line to see her, and she still didn't have time for me. And I'm like, bitch, I'm the only one here.
That's because the new DragCon fans, the new RuPaul's Drag Race fans, they need to fucking do their homework. Somehow they only go back a couple of seasons, but like they need to pay respects to like some of the queens of the first seasons, because some of the fucking fiercest competitions, some of the fiercest performances go back to like the first 5-6 seasons. Like you guys gotta do that, because then that's what happens. Then they go to DragCon and they don't even know who they're in front of fucking icons, man. It's so annoying.
True. I mean, I've been listening to Willem and Alaska's podcast, Race Chasers, and they go through episode by episode. They did season one already, and now they started season two this past week.
Yeah.
And just to like relive it, listening to them like recap the episodes, like,
oh, get your life.
Season two was so incredible with Jujubee and Raven. Oh my gosh, so neat.
But see, like, they're so all legends. Like, they're the ones who should have like 3-4 hour fucking lines in DragCon.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think any of those girls were actually there. Exactly. That's the thing, is most of the girls are in LA. Like, but you know, I'm not complaining, because I was able to stay there the entire day and not feel overwhelmed, which was pretty cool.
That's good. That's good.
Okay. So after talking to Nicole Paige Brooks, I walked around a little bit and I went and checked out Alyssa Edwards' booth just to peek, because I wanted to see some of the greatness. Have you seen her new show yet?
Bitch, so I started watching. So I started watching and I was like, this is good. I'm like, but I got to be high. So then I got high. And then when they were doing the fucking, ¿cómo se dice? Las audiciones of the little kids.
The auditions.
I was like, this is riveting television. And then se me bajó la jayesa. And then... And then I was like, oh my God, this show is so bad. I don't think I can watch it again. No me gustó.
You know, I've only made it through two episodes of this show, and we're talking about the show Dancing Queen on Netflix. It's an Alyssa Edwards reality show. It's basically Dance Moms, but Alyssa is her boy version of herself.
Right.
And sometimes it does show the drag version of her.
Correct.
Once in a while. But I just can't get over the Facetune filter that's on the entire show. Like, what the fuck is going on?
It's Alyssa, man. What do you expect?
It's literally, it's like, I've never seen Facetune on a TV show. It was insane.
It is crazy.
Every scene, even for the little girls, their faces are all smooth. It's crazy.
So it's awesome to see them dance. It gets a little cheesy sometimes for me. And even though, like, I'm cheesy as fuck, but I am going to give it another chance. I'm going to watch maybe one or two more episodes because she's my favorite queen. Like, after all these years, she's still my favorite queen. So I do want to support and I do want to watch. Pero no mames, güey. De repente dicen unas cosas que dices, pena ajena.
Pena ajena, for sure. Oh my gosh. Okay, so then I walked around a little bit. Oh, and so the Fruit Roll-Up podcast from Dallas, Texas. Do you know them? Eric Starr and Mark Garcia. Eric Starr is the main host, I think. Uh-huh. And they were there. And they were there because they're big fans of Alyssa. And Alyssa knows who they are, I think. And so they were like dressed in suits, like as part of the Dallas posse. Mm-hmm. And I got to talk to them a little bit, which is really cool.
Oh my gosh. We're here at DragCon, and I just ran into Mark Garcia and Eric Starr from the Fruit Roll-Up podcast. Hi.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Oh, my gosh. What do you think about DragCon?
Amazing, magical, amazing. It's my first time. I mean, I can't put it into words.
It's very different from the LA one. It's just our experience was a little hectic because we were partying last night. Until 5 in the morning. And then our friend was supposed to be here at noon. Ended up running like 5 hours late. And so we already got here like at 3 o'clock. Oh my God. Yeah. But I like it. Yeah. So
this is your first time in New York?
Yeah. My first time. Wow. It's amazing. I love it. I was walking down last night. I felt like Sex in the City.
You basic ass bitch.
I was like, oh my God. I was like, I feel like I'm Carrie.
Barry Bradshaw.
Oh
my gosh. Well, I'm Miranda, so.
Oh my gosh. Well, you guys are getting in trouble here in New York?
Trying. No, I'm kidding.
Can you tell our listeners a little bit about your podcast?
Yeah, okay, so so it's a it's obviously a gay podcast, a heavily influenced gay podcast. We're just trying to like to see the comedy and the gay culture, gay community. And then we also have Fairy Tales, which is part of the Fruit Roll-Up, but I'm more focused on our personal life stories, what we go through, and then just somehow the ridiculous, out-of-control stories. So we like to reenact them and then tell them, so hopefully people enjoy them, I guess.
Amazing. And you're both Latino?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Cali Latino.
I know. I look more white, but...
You're a white Latino. That's okay. That's okay. But you're based out of Dallas, Texas?
Yes, Dallas, Texas. Preferably Oak Cliff. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you were there. Yeah, I heard that podcast.
Oh, that's right.
Well, since we're Latinos for lunch, I've been asking everybody, even the queens that I've interviewed, what's your favorite thing to lunch?
Everything. No, I'm kidding. let's say I like migas.
Yes.
Yes, migas.
Also known as chilaquiles, but these fucking Texans are so extra that they have to make new names for stuff. So migas is just chilaquiles, y'all. I mean, but in Texas.
Yeah.
I love it. Green or red sauce?
Green.
Duh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mine are flautas.
Yeah.
Or flautas. Flautas.
Rolled tacos.
Yes, basically, yeah. Chicken with cheese inside of it. A lot of sour cream on the side.
Yes, awesome. Well, it was so nice to meet you guys, fellow podcasters. Hashtag support Latinx podcast. Hashtag support queer podcast. Hashtag RuPaul's DragCon. Bitch, where you gotta go? Okay, thank you so much. Bye.
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 Okay. And then I walked around a little more and I ran into the one and only James Mansfield.
Oh my God.
Her voice is insane.
Hi, we're here with the one and only James Mansfield. How are you?
I'm great. Hello, Latinos Who Lunch. I'm so glad you're eating.
You know, you got to eat these days.
I know. With all the horrible stuff happening right now, it's great people still have appetites.
What is your favorite thing to eat?
My favorite thing to eat, I can't talk about on the air.
Well, I heard somewhere that you are Latina. Is that true?
Yes, I am. My family is Tejano, which means they're Mexican-Americans from Texas.
Oh, my goodness. The OG Mexican-American.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Full on, that speech from the later scenes of Selena from her dad, kind of Tejano.
You're related to Selena, right? Because you're from Texas. Yeah.
Everyone is related to Selena in some way or form.
Well, thank you for talking to us. You are so beautiful. I'm so happy I got to meet you. You're one of my favorites.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing up our goddess, Selena. I'm a Selenatologist.
Are you a Selenatologist?
I am. I worship her on the daily. That's how I manifest so many good things in my life.
Have you crossed the bridge to Bitty Bitty Bum Bum?
Not just yet. I've only gotten to about maybe half of Amor Prohibido.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yes.
You have to take the carcacha and pass el apartamento de 512, right?
Yes, of course. And you skip all those later albums her family released because they're just compilations.
Oh, my gosh. You are a treasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, honey. Mwah.
Okay. And then, I had the honor, of being called an idiot.
By whom?
Yuha Hamasaki.
What? ¿Por qué te dijo así?
Well, let me play the clip.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Favi Fav here with the one and only Yuha Hamasaki. I almost said Yamasaki.
It's okay. How are you, baby?
Good. And I just want to say that you are incredible. I thought you were going to win the season.
What are you talking about? I didn't win. I'm the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 10.
You are.
Yes,
oh, my
God. I am, you idiot.
She's wild.
Yes, that was something.
You're doing really good at pretending that you're actually listening to these clips. Thank you.
I can imagine. I can imagine, and I can picture it in my fucking brain. I fucking love it.
She looked like the Grudge, uh-huh. And she was so happy that I didn't have a video camera, uh-huh. Because she was like, "Are you taping this on video?" And I was like, "No." And she's like, "Oh, thank God," because her makeup was like half smudged off already.
But that's the beauty of DragCon, that you get to see like the weird lines of the wigs, el pinche makeup melting, and like the filters of TV are off, and you're in front of like this fucking men dressed like women. Like, that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I mean, it's cool, and sometimes it's scary. It like ruins the fantasy. But what didn't ruin the fantasy were the last couple of queens that I saw.
Uh-huh.
And I never really talk about this because it's kind of weird, but I guess this is the moment to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I always kind of have a drag crush, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why. I started paying attention to it. I have a friend in Palm Springs who does Carol Channing impersonations.
Yeah.
Do you know Carol Channing?
Yes.
And I saw him in drag in person a couple years ago, and I was like, "Oh my God, you're so beautiful. It's Carol Channing in drag." And it was like this weird like attraction that came over me, but it wasn't like a sexual attraction. It was just like, I'm suddenly obsessed with you. And
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was just incredible. Shout out to my friend, Nikki, who does Carol Channing in Palm Springs. He actually used to be Carol Channing's assistant, so he has some of her actual garments that he wears when he impersonates her.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my gosh. All that to say, I have a couple new drag crushes that I am obsessed with. The first one is... Miss Toto.
Wait, who? Miss Toto?
Miss Toto or Miss Toto? Do you know what Toto means?
I mean, I know it's the dog from Wizard of Oz.
No, but like, what's a Toto? Like, como, in Spanish.
Como pendejo, como tonto.
I think it means like a lady part.
Ay, wey.
Melissa Edwards Booth here with the one and only Miss Toto. Hi.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Oh,
my gosh. I am so excited to meet you in person. I saw you at Bushwig in L.A. That was incredible. And I think when I was in Miami, were you at Gramps by any chance?
Yeah.
You are incredible.
Why, thank you. I'm glad you got to see me at two of my favorite places. Like, L.A. performing for Bushwig was just, like, so much fun. And then Gramps is like my other home, so you got it all.
And if you don't know Miss Toto, you better get to know her. I would describe you as the bodybuilding queen, right?
Me? That's really like the actual bodybuilding queen, because I actually do competitions.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, so since we are Latinos Who Lunch,
yes.
Let's talk about food. What do you like to eat? What's your favorite kind of lunch?
Oh my god, okay. So if we're in Miami and anyone's just dropping by to visit, I always take them to La Carreta. Have you been?
Oh, yes.
I always think of La Carreta because it's more like Granjera, if that makes sense.
Yes.
It's not as like Versailles. That's not my tea.
Right.
But if I'm just getting like for myself, I'm about burgers. Give me a burger with an egg, cheese, avocado, and bacon.
Yes. Mayonnaise?
No. I don't do white condiments. I hate white condiments.
That's right.
Hate them all.
Well, thank you so much. And where can people find you, Miss Toto?
All my social media is at The Miss Toto. So that's on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Vimeo.
Oh my gosh. And I heard you also have your own podcast.
I do. My podcast is called Miss Toto's Podcast. That does not have a name yet. And it's not going to ever have a name. The first episode's with my mom. I have an episode recorded with my dad that's going to be out soon. But I just hit all the topics that all the girls want to talk about.
I can't wait to listen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then I met a really young queen, and her name is Jupiter Velvet. She's also from Miami, just like Miss Toto.
No, it's okay. Hi, we're here live at DragCon with Jupiter Velvet, all the way from Miami, Florida. ¿Cómo está?
Hola, I want to give a shout out to the 305. 305 till I die. Hialeah. Hola.
So stupid. How are you liking DragCon?
It is wild. I'm currently working alongside Alyssa Edwards' booth, and it is crazy boots, but it is so much fun. DragCon has been crazy, but I've been fortunate enough to like have some shows and like be able to like network and have all these amazing opportunities, so I'm so happy.
Girl, you look stunning.
Thank you. I've been up since 6 a.m., so I could tell you're a good liar.
Oh, no, yo. You look great.
Somebody was like, oh, my God, I love your crease. I'm like, oh, which ones? Because this makeup has been set in my mug for a minute.
So since we are Latinos Who Lunch.
We are, absolutely.
What's your favorite thing to lunch?
My favorite thing to munch and lunch on, I would have to say, I love chicken. Like, any, like, chicken, like, parm moment. I love a good, like, you know... I feel like chicken is the only thing I can think of right now. Mexican food, I really live for Mexican food. I really live for Chilean food. It's honestly really good. Mote con huesillo. Have you ever had that? It's like a peach drink. Mote con huesillo. It's so good. Find a good, authentic Chilean restaurant and have it. It's like a peach cocktail. It is delicious. And I'm Cuban and Venezuelan, so arepas and like arroz con pollo, you know, like... The whole mix. You can find me at my monthly party at Renee's called Verse. You can find me at Villain Theater doing shows with UM. You can find me at Gramps for Wynwood. You can find me at Wynwood at Gramps for Double Stubble. Oh, we love. Yes, Miami is that place to be, girl. At Jupiter Velvet across all social media platforms. There is a dog passing by, and I am very excited. But I'm going to ignore it because it's doing its job. It is a service dog. And we let them work.
Well, thank you so much, Jupiter.
Thank you, Latinos Who Lunch. Nice to meet you, baby.
Too. Mwah. I mean, can I get a photo with you?
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you.
I love that. I love the representation. Meatball, Lady Quesadilla, Miss Toto, Jupiter Velvet. That's awesome.
Yes. Did we talk about Jiggly Caliente already?
Yes, we did, girl.
Oh, okay, good.
You didn't go into detail. I mean, you talk about being in her booth, but you didn't tell me anything about her.
Well, I just think it's interesting that Jiggly Caliente, she's Filipina, and she also came out as trans a few years ago on the Grizzly Kiki podcast. She's representing the trans community a lot. She's also on Pose, which you haven't seen yet, which you need to watch.
I'm going to
put your life together. She was telling me about this organization, Miss Universo Latina, that she actually won a few years back. And it was interesting to hear her talk about Latinidad and how she considers herself Latina because she's Filipino.
Hi, Jiggly.
Hey, what's up?
Well, we're here with the podcast, Latinos Who Lunch.
Oh, work. Okay, I do like lunch.
And so what is your favorite lunch?
For me, I love Filipino food, so that's like... But if you're going to ask me about, like, favorite Latin food, I love pernil and arroz con gandule.
Yes.
And I do love, like, the Puerto Rican empanadas. I fucking love them. Oh, those are my favorite. God. Yeah.
They're so good. Mm-hmm. But what about Filipino food?
Filipino food, I like adobo, I like pancetta, I like palabo. I like everything that's Filipino food, okay? Let's just... Yes. It's food, it's comfort food, I love it, yeah.
I just had something that was like a peanut sauce with like oxtail in it.
Oh, kare kare.
Oh my God, yeah. It was so bomb. Shout out to my friend Allie who made it from scratch. It was
incredible. See, I could do that too, but it takes time, and I just don't have the patience.
You don't have the time for it. You're too famous, girl.
No, it's not that. I just don't have the time. I'm just like, no, I'm good.
I saw you on TV. You're a pose. Unbelievable.
Thank you. So this is kind of like the look I wanted to do on Pose.
Yeah, and they gave you a little...
They gave me that little auntie wig, and I was like, oh, Jesus. It was cute. No, I love the way I look on Pose because it's far from who my signature Jiggly looks. So it was nice.
Well, I want to ask you about your identity a little bit because you're over here repping with...
Miss Universal Latina.
Yes, USA.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, in 2009, I competed for Miss Universal Latina. I was the first Filipino girl to win. And they opened the door for me because they felt that Philippines is part of, like, it has embraced so much of Latin culture. So they allowed me to compete, and I won.
Yeah.
Yeah. The prelim I won was Miss Venezuela, Universal Latina. And then I won at the national in... And that's it. Yeah, it was
fun. Amazing. And I always say Filipinos are our cousins.
Yeah.
I consider them Latinos.
Thank you. I've always said that, like, Filipinos are like the Mexicans of, like, Asian. Oh, we're the brown girls. So we're like, okay, we're the brown Asians. So we're like, okay.
Yeah, that's
so,
for sure.
Yeah, I do love it. And we're also, like, the spiciest of, like, Asian culture.
Oh, yeah.
We are, like, we're the mouths. We're, like, you know, we're the good one.
You're the funnest.
Yeah.
I'm from Vegas.
Oh, awesome.
Oh my, they call it, I mean, Las Vegas is just like Filipinos everywhere.
Oh, so yeah,
I
definitely.
I love the culture, I love the food. And I'm glad you're here representing not only for our Filipino cousins, but for Latinos too,
yeah.
Which is really cool.
That's one thing, is because Universal Latina has opened so many doors for me, and I wanted to just share the platform that I have with them because they are an amazing pageant, and they should be broadcasted more. They're so, I think it's an amazing pageant. So if anybody out there who's queer, trans, and anybody who's competes in pageantry, male, female, plus, please look up Universal Latina USA. They're amazing. And, yeah.
Jiggly, thank you so much. And thank you for having me here at your booth hanging out. It's been so fun. I'm buying all the merch. Come by Jiggly's booth right now and get everything.
Yeah, come buy some merch. I didn't win Drag Race. I can't even get on All Star. So, please, hook a sister up.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'll see you on TV.
Thank you.
So,
it does make sense. Like, you have no idea in UNLV more than here in Chicago, but, like, how many Filipino students I had that totally identify with the material and the subjects and everything about my class. Because, in a way, we were colonized by the same fucking red beard, you know? And a lot of the things that affects us today in terms of our relationship with gender and race, it's very similar in the Philippines. So even though it's a very different context, it totally makes sense. So I don't think it's a stretch to say that people in the Philippines may consider themselves Latinx, you know?
Okay, well, it's time. I hope this made sense. I tried to get all the interviews in there with Pavelito with your voice in it. I hope it worked. But let's take a little break and then we'll come back.
Today's episode is brought to you by the original Lindo Michoacan.
Oh my God. Lindo Michoacan. I mean, we've talked about it on the podcast before.
So many times, but so good. It's worth way. La what? Sopa de fideo.
Yes.
Mira.
What?
La pruebo. Y caigo en un abismo de pasión.
Oh my God, eso es una pendeja.
I love it.
No, but for real, like the chips and salsa there, the beans.
todo, güey.
The beans.
Todo. Yes.
You can always judge a Mexican restaurant by the beans.
Exactly.
If they're good.
And you know it's, I was going to say authentic. And you know it's good.
Authentico.
Because that's the first thing they serve you when you arrive to the restaurant. So.
I know. And so we're really excited to announce a partnership with Lindo Michoacán, the original one, on Desert Inn. They are giving Latinos Who Lunch listeners a 25% discount.
Vámonos pues.
Bye.
Adios.
So if you go to Lindo Michoacán, the original Lindo Michoacán on Desert Inn here in Las Vegas, make sure you mention that you are a Latinos Who Lunch listener. They will give you 25% off.
That's
a lot.
That's a lot of
money. I'm getting an egg on my torta. I'm getting the tableside guacamole.
So if you eat four times a week there, you save a whole meal.
Oh my God. it's the best deal in town. And if you're not sure where it is, just follow your nose. It's going to take you right to Lindo.
When you get out of the airport, when you get out of the plane, la nariz.
Just go straight to Lindo Michoacán. Or just Google it, just to be safe.
Google it, okay.
All right, so again, the original Lindo Michoacán at 2655 East Desert Inn Road here in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. Lindo Michoacán, save water, drink margaritas. And we're back.
Ay, qué calor. Ay, güey, pues qué padre, güey. Like last time we didn't interview a lot of people because it was just so crazy, felt so disorganized, and the panel didn't go how we planned it to, even though it ended up being fucking amazing. So yeah. It's just so refreshing to hear that you can just hang out and like actually be a fan, you know, because that's the thing. That's the difference between being in a panel and what you're doing. Like, this shows that we're fans, you know what I mean? Like, after everything, we're fans of the fucking show. So this is beautiful.
Yeah, it was really cool. I had a great time. And again, big thank you to Grizzly Kiki. They made the day bearable and fun. And I was so hungry at one point. They gave me mac and cheese. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Robert. Also, Miss Sugarcane had a whole bag of candy. So that helped me out a lot to get through the day. Thank you, Miss Sugarcane. and yeah, I'm so excited about being here in New York, and you know, DragCon was just one of the many things that I've done here. You're gonna hear a lot of interviews in the future with me and some of your favorite podcasts from New York and some people that we've talked about. So just so everyone knows, this is kind of like the recommendation section. I'm just gonna tell you that this week alone, I'm on like four different podcasts.
Let's hear them.
Barry from podcastincolor.com. she has Podcast in Color, the podcast. I am her guest this week, so you can tune into that. That's already out. By the time this comes out, or I think by Friday, you can hear me on Radio Menea. I did an episode with Lavero and with Perez.
Medium. In the same room. What a fucking privilege. That's awesome.
Uh-huh. And then I'm also on Grizzly Kiki this Friday. Mm-hmm. So please listen to Grizzly Kiki. And Babelito and I did a show with Latinos Out Loud podcast.
That's right.
So we are on that show. Also, my friend Ziwan Chung started a podcast about artists, and I was his first guest a couple weeks ago. And the podcast is called Seeing Color. There is a lot of podcasts with me having really awkward conversations. Listen to that.
Sweet. I have one quick recommendation.
Yes, let's hear it.
We have a loyal listener. Her name is Celia Rodriguez. She's been in dialogue through emails and through Instagram for a while now. And she came up with an amazing project. It's called Stories from El Salvador. And the premise of this website is basically to archive the stories of people, of immigrants from El Salvador in the United States. And it is beautiful because you have different segments in the website, but like the main segment are
just people talking about their experiences in El Salvador, things that they remember from El Salvador. But I think it's a beautiful project because it's the idea that it's about owning our own voices. And we talk about this a lot in the podcast, and also a lot of Latinx podcasts talk about that, that we don't need other people to define who we are, and we don't need other people to box us. So you have people that are spreading their voices, and they're having control of their voices like that. And this is very specific to El Salvador. That's a beautiful thing. And also because we need more Central American representation. So again, it's stories from El Salvador. You can find them, and I'm going to put the links. You can find them on the website, storiesfromelsalvador.com. And also, if you Google it, and you can also find them on Instagram, because at all times, they're always putting clips of, like, phrases from some of the stories that they highlight on the website. And it's fucking beautiful shit. So shout out to Celia, who's been listening to us for years now. And she's been tagging us in some of those links. So I'm excited. I've been wanting to recommend it for a while. So shout out to you, girl. And thank you for the amazing work that you're doing.
Awesome recommendation. Thank you for that, Babalito.
Yay. I can't wait to hear fucking Radio Menea and Grizzly Kiki and Pot. I mean, there's so many. That's exciting.
Yeah. And actually, stay tuned, because next week I am going to be interviewing Tea with Queen and Jay on Latinos Who Lunch. So next week's episode is going to be so amazing. Bitch, I had a moment.
Oh my God. I follow your advice and I listened to the last episode about Gina Rodriguez.
Yes.
Brilliant. Brilliant stuff. I'm so, so excited. I can't wait to hear their interview. They're incredible. There. They're amazing.
Yes. All right. And as always, you could visit us at latinoswholunch.com. Please send your emails to asklwlpod@gmail.com. If you have a moment, please donate to us. You can send us some money on Venmo, on Cash App. We're at Latinos Who Lunch. You can PayPal us. It's all on our website. And if you can't do that, that's okay. At least leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. 5 stars.
5 stars only.
Because the more reviews we have,
the more visible we are. And visibility leads to representation, and representation is essential, people.
I'm Favi Fav.
Yo sono Babelito, cabrones.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao, ciao.